3, 2, 1, we're live! Welcome, I'm Megan.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Crime and Roses.
And we are a true crime and bachelor franchise recap podcast.
Let's do this, bitch. Okay, Megan, we're here. We have had some real technical motherfucking difficulties today.
Yes, you've been having a lot of technological issues, and I'm very sorry about that.
My webcam is so slow and also so trash on this laptop.
It's so trash. Like, it's a good thing I know what you look like, because otherwise I don't know if I would.
It is terrible. I decided in court, my computer crashed while I was like getting ready to do a hearing. So I was like, yeah.
I don't know if you're an attorney out there, listeners, but I can tell you that's
not good. Or just anybody. Oh, I would also like to say my friend, who I'll just like keep her name private, my friend was on a Zoom and literally saw a naked person. But my friend was on a Zoom call and literally saw some nakedness. And this is like a corporate Zoom call with like several people. And then heard noises and like movement. Like,
oh,
she was like having sex.
Oh, y'all could have just ended the call for that. You could have been like, I'm sorry, I gotta go. There's a fire.
Right.
a water leak. I don't know what's happening. I gotta go.
My friend wrote the moderator and was like, oh, this is happening. This is strange. But anyways, technology has failed me. My phone is now not doing text messages correctly. Twitter.
Or Danielle's just ignoring
me.
No, it's fine.
Definitely one not. Because since we're talking about The Bachelor, I actually have, I'll leave this in. This is my handwritten notes because my computer crashed while I was trying to do this. I couldn't even talk to my therapist appropriately. I was talking to her on my phone and my Bluetooth wasn't working. All technology has given up on me.
It said, Danielle, we're done with you.
Yeah.
And this is how we
fuck you.
In a worse space than how we found
on
you.
On Bachelorette premiere night. So I just wanted to also highlight really quickly, we are back. If you haven't been here before and you just found us, welcome.
Hey, friend.
I am Danielle.
I'm not Danielle. I'm Megan.
She is not Danielle. And so we're here. Just a reminder about our recording schedule as well. We are going to get Bachelor content to you by Thursday. So just depending on how things go, because we are both two very busy working attorneys, and we're going to put out our true crime on Mondays. Also, our Patreon is popping.
And this week alone, hun.
By the time this comes out,
friend,
it will be that interview.
I'm so excited for people to get to enjoy that interview.
It was so good.
As much as we enjoyed that interview.
That probably was the funniest interview we've ever done.
And that man is so beautiful. And he's so funny.
I just want to
be his friend forever.
We are. Don't forget you can buy us a beer as well if you don't want to like do a recurring thing on Patreon, but you want to support the show. Mm-hmm, and also you can also email us. We really like to hear everybody's feedback on the true crime and the bachelors at crimeandroses@gmail.com. I'm going to skip the executive summary because we have a lot to get into. So this episode will be about night one, the Bachelor 16 premiere. And so at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you a little sweet treat. Also.
Ah! Is it a brownie? I like brownies and cookies. And candy.
Okay. No, it's none of those things, but it'll still be fun. And then we'll talk
about... Oh, you
mean
because we're like via Zoom and like you can't actually give me any of those things because
exactly.
of COVID? Okay, cool.
Fucking exactly. And then we'll talk about what's going to be on our next episode, okay?
I like it.
Also,
let's do it.
We're playing Game of Roses. So that is the Bachelor bracket game that we are playing. We'll have the information in the show notes, and you can hear a little ad coming up really briefly to tell you more about it. But even if you have watched the first episode, you still can play that first game.
And you can still try and beat Danielle.
You could try. Unsuccessfully. So the
first... Oh, okay. That's what I'm out here trying to do, so...
The first like game actually the game actually starts now that the first episode is aired. So now you, after this, you've met all the men, you've kind of seen their connection, you pick the...
And by met all the men, we mean that very loosely.
We have seen men on television, and you just got to pick which one you think is going to be the final one, and then it'll start going through eliminations from there. So, Game of Roses? Guess the Rose.
You said Guess the Rose. You were right.
Hey cuties, Danielle here. Get ready for Clear Season by playing in a free Bachelorette Fantasy League on Guess the Rose. Create your own group to play against friends, family, and coworkers, or test your predictive powers against other Bachelor fanatics in a public group. Guess the Rose gameplay is simple. Root for your sweetheart all season long and make a series of fun weekly picks to keep it fresh each week. Megan and I are playing this season in a group called Respect the League, brought to you by several Bachelor Instagram accounts, including us, The Right Riesling, Bachelor Baby Yoda, Bachelor in Quarantine, Bachelor Reality, Bachelor Tea Daily, Date Card Podcast, Reality Steph, and The Basic Bitch Podcast. Head to guesstherose.com to join Respect the League and join in on our Bachelor Bracket fun. See you soon. Okay, paper crinkle. I'm going to hold up my notes.
Oh, the paper. It's like pages deep, y'all. I just need you to know this. And is it like college ruled, wide ruled, or printer paper? I just want to get people like a fair and accurate description.
This is college rule.
It is definitely three hole punch.
Yes, front and back.
It came I can't front and back on notebook paper like that.
That actually would have been better because I could have just been like stop and then slide. Now I'm going to have to turn it over and you're going to have to edit all that out. You're welcome.
Yay!
Alrighty, so we're here, Bachelorette, season 16, episode 1, night 1. Chris Harrison comes out. He talks about everybody being COVID-free and full of love. Okay, what the fuck ever. Then we saw, like, Claire and Chris Harrison basically on FaceTime telling her that she's going to be the Bachelorette, which is like, but we all...
In her non-East Sacramento house. Can we talk about that for a second? Okay, so the establishing shot is a... beautiful two-story giant fucking house that I guarantee is on like 43rd, 44th Street in Sacramento. So in the
don't
fab
give everybody
40s,
her whole address.
That's not where she lives. That's the whole ass point.
Oh,
it's got a red door. It's a beautiful house. Beautiful. It's a very wealthy part of Sacramento. If you're new here, I'm from there. And I talk about it
from
a lot.
From the wealthy
take a
part
drink.
Of Sacramento? Got it.
No, I'm from Sacramento. And if you're also new here, Danielle's from Minneapolis, so take a drink whenever either one of us talk about our hometowns, because we do it a lot. Mm-hmm. So, the outside is from East Sac. The interior of that house, where she's talking to Chris Harrison on FaceTime, I can fucking guarantee is not in East Sacramento. I can fucking guarantee that is from downtown Sacramento in a fucking high rise.
Oh, that's like really good background information. So you're saying the outside was like ritzy East Sacramento.
Yes.
And then it was like,
yes.
But inside it was like downtown.
Yes.
We definitely know that the Bachelor producers did that shit. And also
yes.
They're like, oh, we're going to FaceTime her. And
also like that kind of also happens in the movie Lady Bird. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. It's great.
You've told me to see that like twice and I haven't.
I have, and you haven't watched it yet.
Okay, we can't start fighting at the beginning. We have so much
to
cover.
We can't. We have so much to cover.
So then we see Claire with Juan Pablo, and they see the breakup scene that we've seen a million times, plus all on GOAT. And then we see her on Bachelor in Paradise, which I thought was very fun and interesting because I was like, oh, I totally forgot. Didn't see her on that show and would have loved to see more of that. We don't see her in Benoit.
No, not even a mention of a Benoit. Not even a mention of a previous engagement.
Yeah, so I don't know why we didn't see that, and I'm wondering if it has something to do with the rights to what's the Bachelor Winter Games, or if it just
it
seems really strange.
I hadn't thought of that.
Seems weird to me.
Yeah, I agree.
She said she's looking up for someone open and emotional who won't put up walls. And then they kind of talk about COVID, and then they enter like really sad music. And so basically, they were supposed to begin filming days before, and then production was halted. Mm-hmm. She talks about her mom lives in a care facility, and she can't see her or hug her, but she was bringing her some cookies. And that just like broke my heart. I didn't know that. So I think she said mm-hmm. Alzheimer's and early dementia. So yeah. That really spoke to my heart. She said that she really felt like her chance to be the Bachelorette was about to be lost. And so then Chris calls and they're like, we're heading to California to film. They're heading to La Quinta, California, and they're going to the La Quinta Resort.
They're heading to Palm Springs.
So I learned that really this resort is in La Quinta, not Palm Springs, which they've been telling us this whole entire off season.
Well, because no one knows where La Quinta is.
Well, that's very California true.
Is, right? Like, if you know, because people know where Palm Springs is because that's where, like, the wealthy go.
Yeah. So.
I have never been to Palm Springs.
I just want you to know that I was doing a little bit of, like, digging, and my next true crime story is going to be from La Quinta, California.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
But they lied to us. They kept saying Palm Springs. And then this.
I thought you said you were never going to do a California gaze ever again because I interrupted.
Did I say that?
Yeah, a couple times.
Because you pissed me off with all of your California facts that I didn't know shit. Got it. No, I'll be doing a California case. I've been digging into it for literally like a week, and I'm loving every minute of it. I have 25 sources because no one has ever
heard of this case. Holy shit balls. Okay.
It's not 25. It's like 15. But I'm telling you have still heard of this case. I don't even have a picture of the victim or the alleged defendant. It's so high profile, but so low key.
I don't even know what that means, and I'm excited.
Okay, so let me continue. Okay.
Yes, please.
So, they go to La Quinta. They're at the resort. She's like hoping to be COVID free. This is one thing I'll say is very strange because I've never been a spoiler person, but now that I know the spoilers, I'm like, bitch, you were there for a minute recording. And then you were like, oh, I'm really hoping COVID-free. And then, like, Chris Harrison comes to the door and says, you don't have COVID. But because of the outfit you were wearing, I know that you filmed that weeks before.
See, Reality Steve was like, that scene was very Maury Povich of you.
Yes, yes.
And, like,
it wasn't necessary. And then I think someone on Twitter was like, so, Chris, can you come and tell her she doesn't have COVID with her mask and also your mask? Because at this point in time, she doesn't know if she has it or not.
And also, hey, new listeners, we are a spoiler-free podcast, so we'll withhold information from you if we know it.
Absolutely. So the men, they talk about the men, and they're all getting to the resort, and we can see them having COVID tests, which, like, big circle on that. Do not make COVID tests seem like they are very painful. That is not what we want to be telling Americans about COVID, and that's we don't want to put that fear out there. I have had COVID tests like 3 times. It was not the end of my life.
True. My first one was very painful though, because they went all the way into my brain.
They did not go into your brain. Stop it.
I promise you that they did. There was pushback, okay?
They did go back there because my first COVID test was like that too, and it was uncomfortable, but not on national television should we be telling people like,
oh, no, definitely not, men. No.
Right.
No. Yeah. But I will say that I understand that, like, the tears, the nerve response of the tears, and the coughing and the sneezing, because I definitely sneezed, I definitely coughed when I got my first COVID test done, and it's not because you have COVID that you're doing that. It's because the nerves make you do that. Like, when I got my nose pierced so many years ago, like, she clamped down and you just start crying because that's just the response. So.
Absolutely. But I just was like, let's not show people that.
True. But, get tested.
Please do. I'm going to turn the page now.
Just check it out. Oh, that was pretty.
Okay. So we see Mike in the tub. We see Bennett.
I love Mike. He's who my tea is about.
I'm excited. So then we see Bennett, who talks about going to Harvard immediately. We see Ivan, who plays chess alone. who I really like. I think he's cute.
I think he is
too. We see somebody jumped on the bed and hit their head, and I don't know who it was, but I was like, I just thought that was funny.
I feel like the COVID montage of people like in their own rooms was very accurate.
I guess so my note says I really could have skipped the COVID talk because
I definitely could have skipped it.
Yeah, like we're still in it, and it's like, especially when they were like, oh my gosh, I'm free, I'm COVID free, and they're running around and they're like, it feels so great to have a mask off, and this is such a, you know, great thing, and I'm sitting here like with a full mask on watching you be excited.
Mask on, face shield, sunglasses, gloves, mm-hmm.
goggles, gloves,
double mask, hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like I could have skipped that. I wanted a little break from reality. So to see it on TV, like they keep saying, like Grey's Anatomy is going to like cover, and some of those medical shows are going to cover COVID or a global pandemic. I was like, no. I do not want life to imitate
it's
art.
It's too close. It's too soon. Close right now.
Too soon. So we see Ivan, we see Ben and Easy, and they kind of talk about it being like military or training camp. We see Ed, who I really loved what he said. He said it's a luxury to be out and about without a mask. And I was like, that is very true. So then we have night one, Claire, who's wearing, okay, this is her outfit. It's low back. It's an ombre gray with like large, almost glass looking sequins. It's really, really low cut, and in the front, there's very high slits on the side, and it looks like the top is like a halter top, and then it has like long strands that look almost like beads that are at the end. She had a weird hairstyle with like half up, part down on the other side. It was mm-hmm. a lot, and then she has mm-hmm. like really long drop earrings that are like diamond hearts. What did you think of this look?
So I will say that I love the low back. I think Claire has a beautiful back. I think one of the sexiest things about a woman is her back.
Mm. People, period. Men or women is a back.
Facts. Because a man with some sexy ass shoulders, count me the fuck in.
I love a woman with shoulders. Like if a woman has beautiful shoulders, I'm like, you work out. I see you, bitch.
It's like, I see what you're doing and I appreciate this space that you've provided for my viewing pleasure. However, I also think she looked like a broken disco ball.
Okay, Claire has a banging body, and we know this.
She does.
That dress did not do anything for her boobs. Her boobs looked really long.
No, and she has got some fantastic bitty bits.
Show off them tatas.
You worked for them, honey.
The dress was so, it made them look really long and really separated, and it made them look saggy, which we know they're not.
They're not.
So, and I know we've seen her in some previews and stuff in like a red dress that looks to be a little like hoisted up and everything. And I think
From the previews, I think that's the date she's on with Dale.
Ooh, we'll have to see. But I wasn't a fan of this outfit, just so you know. And I thought that the hair was very strange. So Chris Harrison and Claire, they sit and they chat. It felt like they were, like, elongating this episode because I was like, just bring out the men. Why are we, like, sitting and chatting again? So she said that she was really lonely with no man and that she has lots of buildup and she's ready to do it. Okay, girl.
Tell me how you really feel, sis.
We know what kind of buildup you talking about, baby. She said she's looking for depth and she's like here to challenge these men. It's been 7 years since she was on Juan Pablo season. She talks about how that she got out of a really abusive relationship before going on that show. So she said that if she was talking to her previous self, she said that she would be proud for trying again. And I was like, yes, girl. She said that she's done lots of work and lots of therapy. I was so glad to hear that because...
Yes, let's normalize therapy.
Absolutely. So she talks about the dad video, which we know that was recorded, and she does say that was made in the last few weeks of his life. She's never watched it. And we had questions about, like, did the other men that, like, Benoit, did Juan Pablo, did any of those other people see it? So I'm so glad to hear that no one had. And then I wrote, oh, damn, Chris Harrison ruining makeup. We're not even to night one yet, and you're ruining people's makeup. And she said the thing that she says is never give up, just show up. So then we have the limo. First, we see Ben. He's an Army Ranger. We talked shit about Ben in the last episode.
We did. We certainly did.
I said he was not my type, and you were triggered by the Army Ranger in your previous relationships.
I definitely was.
That man is fine as fuck.
I would like to retract my earlier statements.
I would also like to retract. He is hot as shit.
Yes.
I just wrote, looks beautiful. They do a deep breath together.
I felt like that was, like, super, like, that's very Claire, honestly. Like, she's very crunchy and, like, granola, and I don't mean that in any kind of, like, derogatory way.
I love crunchy granola.
I love crunchy granola. Those are my people. It's great on top of yogurt. But, like, I felt like that was, like, very, like, to her spirit, you know? So, yeah. I was here for it.
I love it, you know, your anxiety is building. The first person out the limo is like, let's take a breath together. I loved it. Then we had Zach C. He gave her a hug. He said, this was my first hug in 6 months. He says, I'm happy that you didn't settle, and I'm happy that I didn't settle. And then Claire calls him a sweet guy. That's one of Megan's favorites.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He's a sweet guy, okay? He's a sweet guy.
Then we have Jordan, who is tall as fuck. So I also would like to retract my statement, because I was like, why are you talking about him being tall, Bachelor?
Because he's black. Tall as fuck, Danielle. Because
he's tall as fuck. Like, he just, like, came out of the limo and was like a clown car. He just, like, came up and rose from the ashes.
Like, here, I'm actually Mount Everest. This is me. And you are but a mere hill.
You are but a mere human in my realm.
You are an ant.
Basically, that's how
I
felt.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We've been drinking. So he has on velvet shoes. Because basically all Claire can see is his feet, because he's so fucking tall. She's like, oh,
and, are those and can we talk about the socks-lessness of it all?
I don't think you should be wearing socks in 100 degree weather.
Fair.
You're not fucking supposed to anymore. That's the style. Fair.
But, like, where your pants end the mid-shin, and it's basically a pre-pant now. It's like, let's normalize suits for men being capri length. Because it's hot as fuck in Palm Springs, the desert of California.
La Quinta.
California.
So he basically says, like, I'm here if you want a tall drink of water. And she's like, I'm thirsty. And I was like, Jordan, I'm thirsty too.
And you look like a little quench.
Blah, 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 blah. Fill me up, daddy.
So, okay. Things Danielle will be saying later.
Because I got a new computer, y'all. So Jason is a former pro lineman. He shows up pregnant. He's like, I can hold the weight of a relation. Really? I thought that was so fucking corny, and I don't like him.
No, I liked it because Claire walked out of her limo with a fake pregnancy bump.
I just feel that you're like a bachelor. What are you, a Bachelor fan? Are you here to find love? Or are you here to just be on the show?
Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, Megan. But anyway, shows up pregnant. He says, I can hold the weight of the relationship and the labor of love.
Okay. Also, Labor of Love was a great show.
I gotta finish that. Don't spoil it. Shut up, Megan. We gotta go on. Shut up, because she's
still
looking
too
at
early
me.
To fight. Yeah, okay.
It's too early to fight. We have so much to do. Also, because Megan told me to watch it a long time ago, and I still have not. So, just call me Megan, because I suggest it to you, and then you don't watch it until one of our Bachelor contestant people tells you to. So Ivan comes. He says that he learned a phrase from his mom, who is from the Philippines. And basically says the words, and then says, that is your beautiful.
I loved it. Ominous page turn.
Then we have Kenny. He's the boy band manager. Don't forget. And he has photos of her dogs on his shirt. Ooh, that face. You did not like that?
I didn't like either of the boy band managers.
Who was the other one? I forgot again. Was it Tyler S.?
Think so?
I think so, because he was at the end. Yeah. Then we saw Brendan, who is a commercial roofer. He was the guy with the bow tie.
And he was one of Danielle's favorites, and he's got really pretty blue eyes.
I didn't put him as one of my favorites.
Brendan? Yes, you did.
I didn't. Well, we didn't see nothing about him, child, so that we is didn't. Still up for discussion.
Oh.
Then we see Mike. All right. Then we see Mike.
Ah! Okay, can I tell you my tea about Mike now?
Sure, let me tell you about him. Okay. He's a dreamboat. He's the one who brings sandals when his... Because he's like, your feet are going to hurt. Oh my God, he should have got a robe immediately.
I love it.
Tell us the tea, sis.
Okay, so first and foremost, Mike has been on my favorites list for a while.
Yes, before mine as well.
We even talked about the cast bios. I saw his face and I was like, oh, you cute. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
When they like pre-released him, you were like, he's very cute and I like
he's
him.
He's very cute. And I just felt some kind of vibe, you know, with his bio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I post something on my Instagram story on my Instagram. And one of my friends who I've known since seventh grade hits me up on Instagram. And she's like, I'm going to read the messages verbatim. This is from tonight. Listen, I watch exactly none of the Bachelor, Bachelorette shows, but my friend's ex is on the show this season, and it brings me so much joy. I said, oh my God, who? Mike Tobin. I said, oh my God, he's on my faves list. Please don't tell me he's a shitty human being.
Please don't.
And she said, no, they had a wonderful breakup, and they're still friends. They just weren't right for each other.
Oh my God.
She has nothing but good things to say about him. However, I will need you to tell me how far he makes it.
And he, spoiler, he goes home tonight. Girl, slide in them DMs and let's see if you can
I've been sliding in his DMs all week before I even knew this.
Then we see Jeremy. He's 40. He doesn't really say a bunch. Then we see Blake Monar. Don't really hear a bunch from him. Then we see Tyler C. He shows up in a station wagon. He has a very strong accent, and he's from West Virginia. He says, when I clean out the wagon, there's room for a wife, kids, and a couple dogs.
And that's really cute, also because Claire already has two dogs.
I know. You don't seem so excited. You know I love Tyler.
You know what? Tyler, I think, was on my faves list.
Is he off? Yeah.
Well, now, yeah.
Okay, anyways. Then we see Bennett. He comes up in a Rolls Royce. His name
this
now
motherfucker
is Douchebag Bennett. I want to let you know that.
Oh, accurate. Okay.
I will only refer to him as Douchebag Bennett.
Fair.
He comes with a scarf, and he has, like, 007 vibes, I guess. And he's like, I guess while we were in Hollywood, I figured that I'd
I guess you're a piece
style.
Of shit.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Douchebag Bennett. So then the second limo comes out, we see Blake Moniz, and he's kind of like a teaser. He's like, oh, I'll see you inside, and I've been waiting to tell you something for 4 months, but I'll have to see you inside and talk to you. Which I was like, I feel that. You were like, I need a second conversation. Then we see Chris, who is one of my favorites. He's a landscape designer. We did decide that he is a person of color. He is...
Because he is...
Half
Thai.
Asian.
Yeah.
Yes. He basically says something like, no one said it would be easy, but they said it'd be worth it. We see AJ, who looks much better in person.
Who is also a person of color.
He is. What color?
Brown?
He twirls her, and then he squeezes her hand, like, fucking hard as hell, to the point where she was like, my
rings are
hurt.
Cutting in.
Then we
Although
see
it did look like it was painful, actually, when she showed the...
Yeah, she was like ow, that really hurt. Then we see
Which
Joe.
Is not good.
Joe is one of Megan's favorites.
Yes! Joe is one of my favorites.
I didn't like his hair. I needed it to have a little more gel and be styled. It just kind of fell flat.
It's fine. He'll recover. It's fine.
Okay. But he says, I'm here to save your life, your love life.
I loved it.
You're such a fucking nerd.
I am. I loved it, though.
We see Gavin. We see Robbie, who actually
Garen, hun.
What did I say?
Gavin.
Girl, I hand wrote this shit, okay? Words are hard, and handwritten words are really fucking hard. Thank you.
Whew.
Then we see Easy.
I love Easy. Can I add him to my favorites list?
Sure. They can always be amended. I liked Easy. He did tell us that his real name was something else that I didn't catch, but that his friends just call him Easy. Did not catch it either. Yeah, so they just, so we now know it's a nickname. And he basically says he used to play football and that Claire would always be his first round draft pick. Mm. I don't think he's here for the right reasons. I think he's here for the show.
Listen, but the salmon colored suit shows that he is.
No, it just shows that it worked for some other people last year. And so he watched and he's about to be about this show life.
But you know what? I'm okay with it.
I don't mind it. It's entertaining. He has good commentary. I think
he's funny. Yes. I think he's going to be this season's narrator.
He's going to be this season's Demi.
Yes.
Absolutely. So then we see Jay. He was on my favorites list.
And you, I think you need to amend your list as well, sis.
I wrote down no longer my favorite right now.
Yeah.
He shows up in the straight jacket and says that he went crazy waiting for her.
Yeah, and that's... Listeners, that's not okay. Let's normalize, you know, mental health care.
Yeah, that's a good point. Then we see
and not Jason. Normalize the stigma around mental health care.
Preach. Then we see Chasen. He comes fully dressed as a knight. I loved it because I thought he was going to be like, I'm your knight in shining armor. And he says, you want someone who is vulnerable and I have just shed my armor for you. That was fucking cute. And Claire wanted. That's what Claire wanted. And he realized that and he did it.
I actually spaced out for all of Chasen's intro. So I saw that there was a person coming in armor. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is what you're doing.
And then nothing else.
And then I moved on to the next person. So
then the next person is Damar. He did the skydive thing and said, I'm falling for you. I thought that was fucking trash. Yeah. I didn't catch who was in the bubble.
I didn't either.
Okay, good. Because I was like, who is that? And then I just
I think it was Ed. I think it was Ed.
Oh, okay. I don't have him on here, so that does make sense. Yosef brings moon pies. Jordan C. brings popcorn. Zach J. Brings a ring box that fucking farts.
I loved it.
Oh my god, I can't. We are not the same people. I literally wrote that was dumb as fuck.
No, I'm like a 12-year-old boy.
So farts are hilarious.
Farts are fucking funny.
I can't with you. Then we saw Brandon, who kissed her on the cheek.
He's less cute in person.
I was gonna say the honestly, same thing.
He's less cute in person. I still love the photos of you, sis, of you, baby, so call me. I know.
He fine. So then we see Dale, Daddy Dale.
Yeah, talk to me about Dale.
He gave her a big hug. There were smiles from ear to ear. Picked her up off the floor. Yes.
Swept her off her feet, if you will.
Do you want me to tell you about Dale, or are you going to tell everybody about
okay.
Dale?
Okay. Okay. It's your turn.
So I thought it was really sweet. I honestly felt that he was nervous. Like I could feel that he had like some nervousness about him, and I thought it was really genuine. And what he said, I thought was nice. I thought it was a really nice exchange.
Honestly, all I could see in the exchange was like Claire's like love lasers in her eyes, pointing straight at Dale, and she was like,
"Yeah,
it's you."
He like showed up, and she was like, "Come here. Come on over here. Hi.
Let's see what this is all about. What's your name? Here.
You're Dale." And she like looked him up and down and was just like, I can't. Claire says, I knew it. So in the previews, we were like, oh, maybe she sees all the men. And then she's like, oh, I think I saw honestly, my husband.
Because of those, I thought that Dale was going to be the last person at the limo.
Oh, I'm going to talk about that. So Claire says, I knew it. I felt like I found my husband. She was like shaking and crying. She was literally tearing up. And she said, with Dale, everything went dark around me. I feel everything I've never felt before. And Chris was like, we've never had this happen before. And she was like, yep, I know that's him. And then I thought she was going to walk inside. Bitch, it was two more motherfuckers who ain't even come out the limo yet.
I feel really bad for those guys,
that
honestly.
That was so disrespectful. And the worst part about it, it's so disrespectful that I did not write down the other two people that came. I think it was Tyler S. and somebody, a Paige. There we go. Tyler S. and Paige came out.
We're not missing anything. Okay. Yeah.
So literally she was like, I found my husband. She was like, I'm trying to keep it cool. She was like, hey, what's your name? Okay, next. What's your name? Okay. Okay. But what cool. Y'all see Dale? Where Dale at? Where Dale fine ass at?
Anyone see him recently?
Anybody
no.
See that fine
is he outside? Is he inside?
Is he upstairs? Is he downstairs? Where he at? Where he at though? Where he at? That's my man. Let me go find him.
The Dale Hunt 2020.
The Dale Daddy Hunt 2020. Hey, Daddy. Mm. And that's the end of hour one. We're done with my paper notes, everybody.
And we're on to Technology 2020.
We're back from 1997, and we're now in 2020. Tell us about You're what welcome. Happened in the second hour. I'm so glad there wasn't 3 hours like the goat. Jesus.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad it was only two. So Claire and Chris talk about the guys. My note just says about the guy. I assume that means about Dale. But Claire again says, my husband is in that room. Claire then goes in. She makes her speech to all of the guys with a drink in her hand. As all of them do, she talks a lot about COVID. Zach J steals her away off the bat.
And that's the one with the farting box, right? Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. You remembered the fart, but not who did
no,
it.
No. Yes.
Okay.
I remember that he's an attractive white man.
Who looks like a box head, like every other attractive white man on this franchise. Continue.
You're not wrong.
I know. Continue. Okay.
So, and then we get a little bit, we don't get a lot of Zach J and Claire time, but we do get some easy time with Claire.
All right. Wait, do I not asks, like easy or DeMar?
It's DeMar you don't like. It's
okay, okay, okay. Like. Okay. Okay, what did they say?
Okay. The attitude shifts. So Easy asks how she gets back to Claire, and it's kind of like a grounding question, like how do you be you again, you know?
That's dope.
And I loved it. And so she says she gets back to herself through her dogs, which I understand as a dog lover and a dog mom. Like just getting to spend time with her kid, like her kids, because those are her kids. And just being with them. And he says his family. She mentions to Easy that her mom has Alzheimer's and that she is in an assisted care facility. And Easy talks about how much you have to tell people every single day that you love them. Mm. And I just really love him for all of that.
He's a super
because
sweet.
You do. You have to tell yeah, it's 20. You have to tell the people that you love them. Danielle, I love you.
I love you too, Max. Hold on 1 second.
So, and after Easy, we cut to Claire and Dale. Claire and
yes,
Dale.
I need to watch this episode all over. It's like hard to like take notes and like yell, so yell at your family and like take sips. And like, I'm just going to have to watch it again because I feel like you're telling me things and I'm like.
Listen, David was gone all day. Mm-hmm. And because he was working, and so I just had the two animals near me, and they were actually sleeping, and I still need to watch this whole episode again.
Need to watch it all the way over.
So it's Claire and Dale, and they cut to the part where she
Claire
tells...
and Dale.
Claire and Dale.
It just sounds it sounds so good together.
And it sounds like a street name.
Mm-hmm.
So she tells Dale that her mom has Alzheimer's. He says he had her and his mom in his heart and in his prayers. Sounds like they were talking.
That gave
Sounds
me chills.
Like he already knew this information, though.
Really? I would still say that you're in my prayers if I just met you.
But you didn't already know that, so how are they already going to be in your prayers?
But I'm saying, like, in the future. Like, prayers in the future. Like, I'll keep them in my prayers or they'll be in my prayers.
But that's not what he said.
But I would say they're in your mom is in my prayers. Like, in the future. Future tense prayers.
Oh, okay. I mean, that I would have understood.
Okay.
So, and then Claire and then Dale also say that they're both empaths. And
we talked about empaths recently. We
did. I would like to talk about it more. Yeah. Honestly.
Find a murder about it.
Okay. Claire says that everything that she feels with Dale is natural, and then they just are holding hands and, like, walking back into the house together and just la-ti-da.
It's literally, like, love at first sight, or, like, love is, well, what's the show? Like, Married at First Sight, when people just kind of click? Yeah. That's what it feels like.
And Claire then introduces one of her dogs, Honey, the beautiful golden retriever baby, to all the guys, and Honey just wants all the belly rubs.
Mm-hmm.
And gets all of the belly rubs because she's such a good girl. And Claire and Ben play one of those carnival games about your strength, but mm-hmm. instead of, like, about your strength, it's, like, first kiss, engaged, like, already married, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire drops a State Fair reference because she's a Sacramento queen. And then we see Garen and Claire, and I have no notes about that.
I have no notes about him all night. Like, I was like, none. And we saw Garen, and I called him Gavin.
A couple times.
Mm-hmm. And then I literally had no notes, so.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we stand on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Mike and Claire, and Mike puts her flip-flops on her, a la Cinderella, and they're bedazzled. There's, like, rhinestones on the flip-flops, and I think he just seems like a really nice guy, and I hope seems he winds great. Up on a beach, and I feel hope like he will. Finds love.
I think he's getting a really good edit, because they showed a lot of him, and I could
for someone who goes home night one, yeah.
Absolutely.
Which I'm still really sad about, like, justice for Mike, but we also then see
justice
Joe.
For another Mike, basically.
Justice for all the Bachelor Mikes. Mm-hmm. We see Joe and Claire. And Joe made her origami animals, and he is showing her Bachelorette in the Wild. And he said, well, this one is Chris Harry's son, because it's an animal, so he's furry, so he's hairy. And then Joe the Fox over here. Danielle's
you
face
loved
says
it.
She does not like
you
that.
You loved all
I
of
do!
It. Oh my god, what a fucking nerd. Continue, please.
Okay. So then she went bowling with the man in the bubble, and my notes
Ed.
Say, I think it's Ed.
We still don't know.
Still don't know. Hey, Ed, tweet us. Was it you?
Was it you, Ed? Because I don't have no notes about you either. Garen and Ed, just nothing.
Nothing. So Claire then talks to Jason, the guy with the pregnant belly, and they're talking about, like, being outdoorsy people, and she asks if he's going to murder people in the woods.
She said something about a cabin, and he was like, are you going to murder people? And she was like, no. He's like, no, like, hang out. And I was like, Claire is a cutie, y'all. She is a Crime and Roses cutie.
We see you, honey. We see you.
We see you. We support
you.
We love you.
We respect you.
We stand.
So then the first impression rose gets dropped.
I wonder
and my notes say, literally, we'll be shocked if it is not Dale. So then we see Claire and Yosef, and all of this drama starts to build.
Do we have to even go through it? Like, just summarize it real quick. Just make it, like, real fast.
So, Yosef says that he wants to treat Will with respect and wants to set an example for his daughter. But then Tyler Seat comes out with the drama, and it's about him being reckless on Instagram and about him, like, DMing other women. But they're from, like, different states, so I have questions. And then,
Faster!
Oh, I had too much wine. Yosef says, regardless, there's no substance to it. Quote, I don't know Matthew McConaughey. I don't know what he was talking about. And then Yosef comes to Claire before Tyler C. can. And honestly, brilliant ass move.
Yeah, that's brilliant gaslighting.
Yes. Way to get ahead of the curve before the curve even happens. So then Claire sits down with Tyler C. and Yosef. And
pause. That was boss ass shit. I'm not dealing with this shit.
It was.
Both of y'all, come here. Let me talk to you.
Let
me sort it out now.
Beautiful garden bench with me and just, let's just talk it out.
We had a 2-on-1 on night one. Most dramatic season ever.
All season long, baby. Or at least for the next few episodes. I don't know.
Who knows? Tyler C. says that a message was sent out. It was a mass message. It was, hi, hello, beautiful, how are you? Something along those lines. And Yosef says, if I reach out to woman, she responds to me.
Oh, my God.
The big dick energy in that phrase.
I wouldn't even say big dick energy because I feel like that's just douchebag energy.
True, because I can respect the big dick energy.
Right, like, big dick energy is like, I got this shit, it is what it is. It's like
Dale Moss.
Right, but it's respectful as fuck. But that is douchebag energy.
True. So with douchebag energy, if I reach out to a woman, she responds to me. And Tyler C. honestly does look like the fool in this scenario. Then we cut to Claire and Blake Moynes, where we find out that Blake reached out to Claire and broke the rule about reaching out to the between contestants and the lead. And Claire says, the fact that you risked not coming on here meant everything to me. And go ahead, Danielle, because I know you have things to say.
Ma'am, Matt James went on Cameo and decided that he was going to give that money to fucking charity, and you came for him for breaking the rules. But this other man, who is not Matt James, breaks the same fucking rule to reach out to you, and then you literally like, thank you so much for your concern and what you did.
Fury. To that whole point, though, I think that Matt was a Bachelor production plant, definitely, in the cast. I also think that, like, her saying all of that now was a production plant so that he could become the Bachelor. So that they could have a Black Bachelor without them saying that they need to have a Black Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. It still doesn't take away from Claire and her rules that she does not follow herself.
True. And then Claire and Blake have the first kiss of this season. And who, because I know there were a lot of people playing bingo tonight, who had Blake for the first fucking kiss of the season?
I sure the
no,
fuck did.
No one? No one? Because you all thought it was Dale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't kiss a lot of people, though. I feel like we've seen...
No, she kissed two people tonight.
But the cocktail party also seemed very short.
Well, it's because the COVID part took, like, 20 fucking minutes.
Right. But it still felt like we didn't get a lot of her with anyone, or just, like...
True.
I felt like sometimes the cocktail party... Like, it's basically limo, like you said, it did cut out, because it's usually, like... Little bit about them, and like all the intro packages, limo entrances, and then the whole other half is the cocktail party. That's what it always feels like, and I just was like, oh, that went really quickly.
Mm-hmm. And so Dale gets the first impression rose. I'm really surprised by that, honestly.
Absolutely shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they kiss, and they sit next to each other on the couch. Which they look
very good kissing together.
And it looked like it wasn't necessarily their first time kissing.
Ooh, she said it, y'all.
And then Claire talks about how she didn't get to talk to some of the guys prior to the rose ceremony. And then she's talking about how we're going to the rose ceremony. But first, the guys talk about the Tyler C. and Yosef drama. The other guys not involved with this say that they're mad because someone says, I don't know who it was, but someone says that it's over, quote, nothing. And then the other guys get pissed.
Yeah.
It does. And I can completely understand why the other guys are upset about it.
Do you think that Claire was triggered with this whole rhetoric of, like, my daughter, role model for my daughter, just back to that whole Juan Pablo thing? Like, it just seems so, maybe, it isn't in her mind because it was 7 years ago, but because we just watched The Goat, it feels like it was yesterday when he was like, my daughter and I want a good role model, and her being naked in the ocean was, like, and him being like, I would never pick someone like you for my children. It just felt so... close, and then he was just kind of saying, it just seemed kind of dick vibes, gaslighting vibes, like, I'm looking for a role model for my, daughter. It was very strange.
Yeah.
I can definitely see the connection. Would not be surprised if she was and didn't necessarily realize why also. Because I don't think she realized. If she was, she did not realize why. Easy wants her to send both Tyler C. and Yosef home. I get it. So we go to the rose ceremony. Dale got the first impression rose. Next goes to Blake Moynes. Easy.
I like him.
I do too. Ben, who's much cuter than his profile picture. Riley, who I have nothing else to say about. Zach J. Tyler S. Joe, who I love. Jason, I vote yes. Damar, I'm on the fence about, but I'm leaning towards yes. Chasen,
no,
which is different than Jason. Jordan C.
Thank you for the distinction.
You're welcome. Jordan C., who is different from Shamar Moore with the sunglasses. And if you don't get the reference, check out the Cast Bios episode. Blake Monar. Kenny, who's the guy in the dog shirts. Brendan, the guy with the baby blues and the curls. Garen, also known as Gavin.
Also known as we have nothing to say about him.
Ed, maybe the man in the bubble.
Maybe. We don't know.
Bennett, who I actively already can't stand. Zach C.,
Douchebag Bennett, and we're going to call Ed the bubble boy. Bubble boy Ed and douchebag Bennett.
I'm sorry, you're right. I did not use their correct first names.
Thank you.
Zach C., who I like.
The charmer, the cutie. That's what the cutie C stands for.
Jay, the man in the straitjacket, don't love it.
Oh, God, Jay. Come, do better. Do better.
Do better. Do better, honey. Brandon, the man who was a lot cuter in his profile picture.
You said he was the Italian stallion.
The Italian stallion.
Keep the same energy.
He's just
on.
A horse right now, so.
It's a donkey.
Maybe he had a donkey in Shrek. But less funny.
I love the donkey in Shrek, actually.
I love donkey.
Do not compare the Italian. No. You called him the Italian stallion. That's your
he
man.
He called him the Italian stallion.
The producers called him the Italian stallion.
And he's just donkey. Ivan, who I vote yes for.
He was all right. He's all right. We'll see.
And then
I need to see more of his personality.
True. True. I think he's just a big nerd.
Yeah.
That's and I'm the vibe okay with I get. That. And then the final rose goes to Yosef.
But I will say, if she really already is in love with Dale, then
I get this lineup.
Yes. And she's like, fine, y'all want the drama, because we know that the Bachelor producer would be like, keep him, he's good for the show. That's fine. She's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to be with Daddy Dale, so do what y'all got to fucking do. I don't give a damn.
So that means that going home is Mike. Unfair.
Justice for Mike.
We'll see you on a beach, hopefully, honey.
Please.
Or the pod sooner than a beach. Mm-hmm. Chris. Paige. Good call on that one, hun. I think he's gross. Tyler C. My notes say Sally Danielle.
Oh, my God. I love Tyler. I love his accent. He was an attorney. He didn't have to say he was attorney. Like Riley, who's like, I'm an attorney. And the jury's in. And I got to give the verdict to your fucking. Okay. I don't even think I wrote that down or told you about it because I was so fucking pissed.
It was so cheesy. It didn't need to be said again.
I hope I didn't miss any pages. No, I'm scared I missed some pages.
We did not get any exit footage for AJ, Jeremy, Jordan M, who was 6'8", and Robbie in the Hawaiian shirt in his cast bio.
Megan.
What?
I didn't even know those motherfuckers left. They didn't even show them with the hug.
No, not even a handshake. No hug.
Tell me again who left.
AJ, so total who left, Mike, Chris, Paige, Tyler C., AJ, Jeremy, Jordan M., and Robbie.
Is Jordan M the tall drink of water?
The tall drink of water with no socks.
And the they let go pants. Of the 40-year-old. Damn, I ain't even see that
yes,
coming.
The 40-year-old banker. Yes. Okay. So, then we also go to our highlights for the rest of the season. We see Claire kissing lots of men. We see her saying she's not going to beg a man to be with me. We see men stripping down to their nethers.
Let's see it.
Let's do it. Because Easy was in that group, so let's see what that's about.
Is he the spin instructor, or is that Damar?
That's Damar.
Okay.
Easy is the former football player.
Gotcha.
The one that was in the salmon jacket all night. Claire says, quote, I have feelings for Dale. We have a connection. And then, quote, I know what I want, and I found it. Men calling out Dale about not being who Claire thinks he is. There's some kind of blow up that's going to happen. We see Claire and Dale in a bed together. There's lots of white sheets happening. We know they're at a resort, so it probably happens there. We see men walking off set. We see Claire talking to the guys. She says, quote, I'm not going to apologize for love ever. We see Chris Harrison saying to Claire, you just blew up the Bachelorette. Another guy says that Claire is gone. And then the very last thing we see, Danielle, is another black limo pulling up and the door opening. And it cuts to black.
Who is that? Was someone coming out? Was someone going in?
Who knows?
Well, Megan, thank you for that coverage.
You're welcome.
We usually do POC points, and so what we usually do is just try to keep track of that. However, this is a little different, and we are in season, so I want to just do a highlight of POC, and I want to give a little tier for the POC that we lost today.
Okay,
that's a little different. So the POC highlight for this week is Dale, Daddy Dale.
He got our first impression rose too.
He got absolutely. That man is a tall drink of caramel. Just drizzle it just on my body and lick it up.
Yeah.
And just so you know, we would objectify beautiful women just like we are objectifying this man.
Facts.
We will do it for women as well. I just want to keep that up.
We do it for the beauty.
The beauty.
And the grace and the Miss United States. To quote Miss Congeniality.
Oh, yes. I feel like that should be how we end things. I also want to say, put a little sad music here, Megan. I want to say we said goodbye to some POC this week. We said goodbye to Jordan.
The 6'8".
I know.
Which is tall as fuck.
A tall drink of water. Yes, he was. We said goodbye to him. We said goodbye to Chris, who we just designated POC, and then now he is off our screen. And we say goodbye to AJ, who you're saying is POC, but you didn't tell us how. You just said he was brown. But I trust you, because your brown meter is not broken.
Thank you. I don't think that's the right... I don't think that's the way to say that, but thank you.
On Monday, we release a true crime episode in relation to what we saw on the show tonight.
I already
gave you guys a little preview and said that mine is going to be a murder in La Quinta, California. Although at one point, I guess I said I wasn't doing California murder anymore and I lied.
She whole lied to you guys.
Not to them. She... I lied to you.
No, you lied to the listeners.
I don't lie to listeners.
You lied to the listeners, but it's okay. I'm here to make it better, guys. I'm here to make
it better. What kind of crime do you think you're going to cover? Just like, what are your vibes?
A murderer named Claire.
Okay, are you going to do that for real?
Yeah, it's already saved in my notes.
I'm so excited. So that'll be out on Monday. So listen to it. Listen to how we tie it all together. And then, of course, we will be back with a recap next week on Tuesday night.
And, hey, if you're on Twitter... like, we live tweet this shit, and we think we're pretty funny, so join us.
Definitely. There was so many people on Twitter.
I tweeted
something.
It was bananas.
And then it'd be, like, refresh, and it'd be, like, 700 new tweets.
And honestly, I also forget, though, that some people, a lot of people, are not as deep in the Bachelor mm-hmm. Nation world as us. So I forget that they don't know the same things that we know.
And that they, like, one, haven't been following the off season as much as we have. And two, that they probably maybe didn't watch Greatest of All Time and Listen to Your Heart and those things that were, like, placeholders. So it's very likely that they're, like, people are coming back like, I'm watching The Bachelorette for the first time ever. This shit is cheesy as fuck. And I'm like, welcome.
Hey, friend. Let's talk about it, shall we?
But I will say, my son walked into the room and he said, wow, that is really diverse. That's a, I mean, his exact words were like, yo, there's a lot of black guys. And I was like, but see, like, he is black. He's a black kid. He sees himself on TV and noticed it right away. Like, based off all the other shit that we've been watching, he was like, wow, that's like a lot of black folks.
And that's because representation matters.
Don't forget to vote, y'all. Make a plan to vote.
Please vote.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Crime and Roses. Thanks for tuning in. Big shout out and thank you to our producer, audio engineer, tech support guru, and Danielle's bestie, David Velik. You can find him on Instagram at David Velik. That's DavidVelik. And at keylightmedia.com, KEYLITE. MEDIA.com.
And you can also connect with us via social media. We're on Twitter at Crime and Roses at CRIMEANDROSES. We do live tweet during the Bachelor franchise shows. And if you use the hashtag Crime and Roses, we'll pick the tweet of the week and mention you on the show. You can also follow us on Instagram at Crime and Roses and send us your favorite memes and we'll repost them. Like, follow, and join the discussion on Facebook. And lastly, you can email us at crimeandroses@gmail.com. Send us your crime suggestions, also any questions and comments you may have. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on using your favorite podcatcher.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.